Over the radio, they heard the sound of raptors snarling.
I want to see, Lex said. You should try view.
No, Lex.
Well, I want view,
she said, and before he could grab her hand, she had pressed view. The screen changed. Now the heading at the top said Subroutines View, Video Interface Environmental Watch. Other labeled boxes arrayed underneath designated video monitors at various locations in the park.
Uh-oh, she said. Lex, will you cut it out? Look, she said, it worked. Ha!
Around the room, the monitors showed quickly changing views of different parts of the park. Most of the images were misty gray because of the exterior fog, but one showed the outside of the lodge with a raptor on the roof, and then another switched to an image in bright sunlight showing the bow of a ship. Bright sunlight.
What was that? Tim said, leaning forward. What? That picture?
But the image had already changed, and now they were seeing the inside of the lodge, one room after another. And then he saw Malcolm lying in a bed.
Stop it, Lex said. I see them.
Tim touched the screen in several places and got submenus, then more submenus.
Wait, Lex said, you're confusing it. Will you shut up? You don't know anything about computers.
Now he had a list of monitors on the screen. One of them was marked Safari Lodge, LV2-4. Another was Remote Shipboard, VND. He pressed the screen several times. Video images came up on monitors around the room. One showed the bow of the supply ship and the ocean ahead. In the distance, Tim saw land, buildings along a shore and a harbor. He recognized the harbor because he had flown over it in the helicopter the day before. It was Punta Arenas. The ship seemed to be just minutes from landing. But his attention was drawn by the next screen, which showed the roof of the safari lodge in gray mist. The raptors were mostly hidden behind the pyramids, but their heads bobbed up and down, coming into view. And then on the third monitor, he could see inside a room. Malcolm was lying in a bed, and Ellie stood next to him. They were both looking upward. As they watched, Muldoon walked into the room and joined them, looking up with an expression of concern.
They see us, Lex said. I don't think so.
The radio crackled. On the screen, Muldoon lifted the radio to his lips.
Hello, Tim?
I'm here,
Tim said.
We haven't got a whole lot of time, Muldoon said dully. Better get that power grid on.
And then Tim heard the raptors snarl and saw one of the long heads duck down through the glass, briefly entering the picture from the top, snapping its jaws.
Hurry, Timmy, Lex said. Get the power on!